There was another pause, then Aso continued, "Now the computer is better adjusted to take our conversation. Earthman, do you hear me? This is my emergency. For some time we have been circling your planet. We are unable to accelerate beyond your planet because of magsoft-netic turbulence. Emergency, Earthman. We will be shortly doomed. Is there anything we can do?" I asked. "Yes. Area solar energy batteries at a base. They have also a telephone. Pass on as soon as possible the code letters. We have only just soft-isent solar energy left to remain in a stable position with this craft for 1.5 Earth days. Our transsoft-smitters are without power. All this is due to the magsoft-netic disturbance. If we do not receive assistance, in 2 days we will perish." I assured Aso that we would deal with the matter immediately. He replied, "I. Thank you. That is really all that is needed. At a bus. They have in their possession a small spacecraft, and if they bring us fresh solar batteries, I could leave this orbit." I asked Aso if he knew where Voldar was at that moment. "Voldar is on Melka. Cold Asian craft are unable to reach this planet due to this magnetic disturbance in your solar system. On Melka, which is on the perimeter of your solar system, I will the Confederation craft. We cannot land as this craft is too large. It is 8 of your kilometers in length. On board we have 400 students and personnel. We come from Carmel, a planet in the Confederation." I then inquired how long he had been in that pre-soft-decament and how he happened to be there with 400 stu-soft-dense. "We came from Shieldar and are heading for Kapoon, and the magnetic field goes through your solar system. At this moment we are stranded in this orbit 27,000 ki-soft-lometers above Earth. We cannot escape the gravitational attraction of our planet. If fall, the whole world shall know. You will see us fall. The last transsoft-mission from the Confederation was 5 days ago. No soft-things in Sethan. Yao see a radio transmission are not possible with ALD turbulence such as we have now. Even thought transmissions are difficult. There is a short circuit in the magnetic channels and we are cut off and in free fall. No astral craft can reach us from Melka because of the magnetic turbulence which causes violent buffering toth craft, even in those fields which are still passable. The only hope we have now is the craft database on Earth. For days I have tried to make contact. We have seen many rotations of your planet. But now at last, I am fortunate indeed to have made contact with the Q base." Conversation was now much easier and Aso sounded greatly relieved. He continued, "It is cold here, Earthman. Cold. The students are on an educational tour. We have enough food and water, but it is cold. I must ration the energy we have left for heating. Please consoft-tact a base as soon as possible. A base is, accord soft-ing to my records here, 72 kilometers from your position there. I know that there will be someone there now, be soft-cause for the past days all the bases have been on the alert. Only the craft at these bases can recharge the solar energy cells. I have never been to Earth," Aso continued, "I have passed many times. It is a lovely and beautiful planet. One day, I hope to come. The students I have on board are from many different planets. They are training for pilots, communicators, navigators. This is the final part of their training period. They are very young and I am very tired. I succeeded in passing the message of the stricken craft to a base about 30 minutes after we finished our thought communication with Aso. The person answering my telephone call gave his name as Jerry. He assured me that he would act on my message immediately. With our mission completed for the moment, we waited for 2 days to make contact again with the huge craft. The magnetic disturbance is a natural phenomena according to the Confederation, which may occur at intervals of 10 to 12 years. On Sunday evening, June 29, 1975, we were ready to make contact with Aso at the appointed hour of 8 o'clock. As he came through, he again poured out a Dora soft hyphen int of word sign the strange tongue. He sounded much more cheerful and confident and presumed that he must have received the assistance he had asked for. There was a brief pause, then he said, "Greetings, people of Earth. We are happy that you at Cubase Resoft hyphen laid my message to a base. It saved the lives of all these students, my personnel and myself. Thank you indeed." Other Cubases were alerted, but they were unable to help. These Cubases were in other countries, some too far away from Abbasis. Itra, from your bases in Alongitia. All Confederation personnel have been evacuated from there. They are on Melka at present, waiting to return at first opportunity. It is the same with all the other bases on your planet. Earth Psenla are now in charge of them. Earthman Jerry arrived in a scout craft with the solar energy cells. He has already returned. But we must still be careful with the Magno solar energy supply. This craft is an old model, not like the latest Corinthian type wick, is much more efficient in the use of energy. I made a big mistake. I should not have ventured into this system at all. I was warned by Melka not to enter it. You see, the magnetic fields are very deceiving. At the first all was well. Then the field in front and the in behind suddenly became very turbulent. Then as we began to run out of power, the large craft control system failed and we began to tumble in space. But we are happy now and soon hope to leave this orbit. We are just waiting for the turbulence to subside sufficiently to give us a good chance to leave. It is the worst magnetic storm for a long time. If I cannot leave within a week, Aso continued, I will have to land in one of your seas. It must be sufficiently deep to allow this craft to settle on the bottom. Emergency escape compartments will then take the students and personnel to the surface with cables. Then Cubases equipped with seagoing craft will take our people to shore. But I do not want to do this unless it is absolutely necessary. At our request, Aso told us more about his enormous spacecraft. It is round like a long cylinder, 8 kilometers in length and 1.5 kilometers in circumference. 48 kilometers in diameter. This craft is called Kalsando. But this model is not often used these days. Cetonians have a craft very similar to this one, but not as large, although more powerful. For the last 2 days we have observed Earth from this altitude, said Aso. Now that we have power again to operate equipment and instruments for close observer soft hyphenation, we have taken a close look at your planet. I must say it is a beautiful planet. It does not seem possible from Hrathav Ere's now most constant struggle for power with war and bloodshed taking place in many areas of this jewel of a planet. But the Avisoft hyphen dense is there for all of us to see. For the students it has been a most valuable experience. I gave them a lecture about Earthmen, and I told them of Edwin and all of you at Cubase. The students are very interested and agree that this has been a valuable experience. I told them how Edwin had been trained by cold Asians since a small boy. Physis, the first indication in this manuscript that Edwin has been observed and prepared for these contacts longer than he remembers. I'd like to thank you for what you have done for this carrier. Your names you have put in Thelog. Jerry's name may I also entered. My superiors will read this log. I will leave now. Karansika, this means, we will meet again. Chapter 16, Earthbase Compromised. On the 9th of July, 6 days after we had bid fair soft hyphen well to Azo and his 400 students, Wilfer at Cubase met for our usual routine thought transmission. We wondered if the ISNI Confederation craftway might contact for news of Azo's progress or, with luck, we might make a contact with Azo himself while in orbit. Unthinking, I decided to use another type of hype soft hyphen noses to put Edwin in a receptive state. Instead of the usual method of playing the special sounds given by Val soft hyphen DAR through the headphones, I used the conventional induction method. I stood in front of him after he was seated in his usual armchair, and to my satisfaction, Edwin soon responded to my voice and was relaxed with closed eyes. Thinking he was now well tuned in, I called Aso. Cubase calling Commander Aso. I repeated this call several times, but Edwin remained silent. We decided to try the Confederation base on Venus. Calling Venus. This is Cubase calling Consoft-Federation base on planet Venus. Suddenly Edwin began to speak. He spoke softly, friend. Greetings. Is that Commander Aso? I asked. No. A friend. May we have your name? I asked. Golder. The reply came instantly. Are you from the Confederation of 12 Planets? I asked. Why yes, came his reply. The word yes was uttered in two syllables, the first sound deeper than the second. This was definitely not the style of conversation we were used to, and it began to worry me. However, having started with this mysterious Golder, I decided to get to the bottom of it. We were hoping to contact Commander Aso in his space carrier Calsando. Can you perhaps tell us where he is? No, I do not know where he is. After a moment. What is your location? I asked. In orbit around our planet Earth? I asked. No. On our planet. This surprised me. Golder continued smoothly, why do you call Confederation base on Venus? I told Goldar about the magnetic disturbance and how Aso got into trouble and managed to escape toward Venus. I have heard about these people of the Confederation, but I do not know where they are, said Golder. He paused and then continued, where are you speaking from? I replied, we're speaking from Cubase. It is on the continent of Africa, somewhere near a city called Durban. Where are you speaking from, Golder? Not too far, why? Golder said vaguely. Are you at an base? I asked. A base? No, where is a base? About 50 kilometers from us, I replied. And what is Cubase? Golder inquired. It is a base of the Confederation of Planets, I said. But who are you, Commander Golder? Are you in a physical body? Yes, he replied. But I would like to know where Cubase is. This is Cubase. It is in Durban, I said. What do you do at Cubase? Golder queried. We communicate with the Confederation. And at the base? Golder persisted. A base is a special base. Suddenly there was a rapid question in a changed voice from Edwin's lips. Who is this speaking through Edwin? There was a pause and the question was repeated. Before I could answer, Golder said, this is Golder speaking through Edwin. The new voice said, this is Jerry to Golder. I order you to be gone and that you no longer are to speak through this person. In the silence that followed, I said, Jerry. Are we speaking to you now? You are. Good evening, Jerry, are we glad to make contact with you? Carl, I don't know what is going on, but maybe you can fill me in. We intended to contact Aso, but seem to have got Golder instead. Do you know this person called Golder? I don't know him, but I suspect that is not of the Confederation. How long did you have this conversation with him? For a few minutes, I replied. He was obviously trying to obtain the location of Q and a base out of you. I would not be surprised if he is from the North Polar region. Anyway, I was expecting you this evening. The method you used to get Edwin into trance is like an open house. It can be overheard by others. That is why we use the other method, using the sounds to induce the receptive state. You know the recorded method we have. Method instituted by Voldal in 1974. Yes, I said, we tried this method as an alternative so that in case of an emergency, when no tape soft-recorder is available or no domestic power to activate it, we can still communicate. Well, I don't think they can do any harm now.